Podsecular Tips Show, episode 46.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spillchick.
And this is the Podtacular Tips Show, where we have Map of the Week Lockout this week. And we talk about all kinds of general tips, all kinds of stuff. Podtacular's actually split up into three shows, like I mentioned last episode, throughout the week, so you get to listen to what you like. That's why we do it. So this is the tip show where we cover tons of gameplay tips to help you level up and stay there. The next show after this is the Customs and Call-ins show, like voicemails. And that's what we cover, custom games and voicemails. We also talk about cool stories from the game, so general good show. And the first show of next week is the update show, where we talk about the latest in Halo and Podtacular communities, along with ideas for Halo 3, other games we play, etc. So basically, we do things a little different around Podtacular parts, so you can just kind of check out what you want to check out. So this is the tip show. We're just going to cut right to the chase, skip all the baloney, and jump right to Halo tips to help you guys
with that. No baloney time.
Real quick, also, to clarify, we are not Halo gods or anything. This is a community show, so we get and share tips from pretty much most levels of gameplay, from fairly advanced to very basic. But myself, I'm a level 24 in Team Slayer.
31.
So I'm,
haven't played it in 3 months.
why am I here?
well, like we mentioned last episode.
Team Slayer, I played Halo more recently than that. I'm just saying. I'm going to shut up now.
Well, basically what I mean by all this is that we learn stuff on this show too by what people submit. So, you know, don't expect us to be like the masters, but we do get lots of tips from all kinds of different people, so wide variety of tips here. Anyway, moving on. All
right, yeah. So we got a campaign tip here, and do you guys watch Cheat on G4? Because I do every once. I watch it. I used to watch it hardcore.
I don't get G4 anymore. I used to.
I watch it. I watch the podcast stuff more than ever. Just because the stuff's on. They show X-Play 8 times a day. Anyways, but if you watch Cheat, I think they even had stuff on some discs about it. No, not Halo 1. They had it on some those Xbox demo discs. But they tell you how to get the Scarab gun on the Metropolis level, and it involves luring a Banshee into the tunnel with a ghost, then whacking it into the circle as it says loading. And you jack the Banshee, fly out of the tunnel, and, fly up to the twin bridges, and you'll see an orange cone, which is, really random, with a floating plasma rifle above it. This is the holy grail of Halo 2 weapons. No, seriously, it's got infinite ammo, power waste a tank in 2 seconds. It's dangerous to use, though, And it's also, and there's, in the broken building, there is a soccer ball that's really out of place. And you can kick that around with the fuel rod gun and your Scarab gun. Seriously, though, that Scarab gun, if you do not aim at the ground, you'll kill yourself.
That would suck.
No, I've done it.
Oh, man.
Fall over and you're like, no! Well, after I got it, I got a checkpoint. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Here in our new section, Ask Podtacular, we got something from Argyle Assassin. He says, "Love the show. Love you, man. Recently started playing Halo 2 on Xbox Live, and some of your tips have helped me out tons. As a relative noob in online console shooters, I have a few new player type questions. I was hoping if you could help me out with, first, since I don't have a headset, I play a lot of Slayer and Oddball, usually on pretty small maps. I often get caught with my back turned to pursuers and am often killed before I turn around and return the fire. In PC shooters, this sort of thing isn't much of a problem, but the slow turning rate necessitated by the console controller can make it difficult to pull a 180 before you get whacked. Secondly, I downloaded episode 16, Quag and Combos, just for the heck of it. Spellcheck talks about the noob combo a lot, but he never explains what it is. Maybe everyone else in the online Halo 2 is familiar with it, but as a real newcomer, I'd appreciate an explanation." Now, if you aren't familiar with what the noob combo is, obviously then they're wrong in naming it the noob combo. Because exactly. If a noob doesn't know what it is, then why call it that? The noob combo is having a plasma pistol and then having a BR. Now, what you do is the plasma pistol takes out the shield immediately. The second it hits, it removes the shield. It works for, I think it takes 2 shots to remove a overshield entirely, doesn't it? Or, I don't know.
2 shots? What do you mean?
Like a full blast, two full blasts can take out an overshield, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, a plasma pistol? No, it can take it out instantly.
Really? It takes
even
out the whole thing?
Overshield, yeah.
I thought it took more than one. Well,
Some people will think of that as a flaw, that it should take 2 shots to take out an overshield. But in any case, I think it's kind of a good idea.
Anyways, what they say by being noobish is the plasma pistol can take out the entire shield entirely, no matter what they're having, apparently. It's got the entire shield, one shot, one full charge shot. And then you press Y to whip out your BR, then you unload on their head. It takes about 1 shot if you can do it good, maybe 2. So that is the noob combo because it's so cheap, it requires 0 effort. And you can take out people like that. And they can have a rocket, and they can have overshield, and you can take them right out. And so that's why people don't like it. Also, as far as, you know, being on the pole 180 real fast, you know, if you turn up your sensitivity, you can turn faster. But your aiming is probably going to be a little bit off. Like, I'm running on 2 right now, I think, is mine. And with that, I can be a little more accurate, but I can't necessarily turn as fast. And that's what the balance on that is for. It's like kind of a checks and balances. Like if you're really fast, you can spin like no other, but you have to be precise when you're pushing that stick to get in the right spot to go for sniping. But you can also change it in the game, I guess. So if you think you're going to be hitting an area where you need to like slow down so you can snipe as much, you can press start and do that. Or if you think you're going to need to speed up with a shotgun and do some quick shoots, then you can speed up to like 8 or 9 or at least 6 to do that. So that's what that's for, and I hope I helps you out.
Right. Yeah, definitely, you know, try to... There's other alternatives to being able to turn around and face your attacker. Like, duck behind cover, somewhere close by, go around a corner, bounce a grenade off the wall in front of you, or drop a plasma grenade on the ground in front of you so that you walk over it and then they're following you and it blows up right in their face. You know, things like that, too. When you can't... So a lot of times, I have the same problem because I put my sensitivity on default because I've tried to bring it up slowly, and I can't handle the jerkiness that comes with a really high sensitivity.
I used to run really high, like I think like 8 or 9 on Halo 1, and that's probably why I wasn't so good at Halo 1. And now going back from Halo 2 to Halo 1, I'm playing as people who never upped it to Halo 2 because they didn't think they'd like it. Playing on a lower sensitivity after playing Halo 2 on a lower sensitivity, I realized that's for accuracy, and if you just need to be fast, then you can go to the higher ones. So,
yeah, totally. But in any case, that's you know, there's some good ways to hopefully that'll help you out, you know, to be able to deal with that. Because I mean, I face that on a regular basis, and generally, it's usually trying to duck around a corner and see if you can get a grenade in the right direction or something like that. A lot of times, you know, having a good weapon will be able to help you deal with that. Is having a better weapon than they do. You know, rockets, whatever, sniper. But even that only helps so much. So figure out the right sensitivity.
Mm-hmm. I got some general tips here. One from... Oh, I forgot how to say
Massey.
It now. Right. Massey.
Mackay, Mickey, Mousy, Missy.
Masai. anyways... when JBB's comments reminded me of all the people who dislike the sword, and he remembered this advice: if a grenade blows a weapon off the map before it's ever picked up, it will never respond. I did not know that.
Yeah. Good way to blow the sword out of there.
Oh, so like if you... hold on, I'm wondering if maybe by chance if you're playing Lockout, I think that's just what it says. If this means if you hate anyone using the sword or sniper or whatever on Lockout, you grab a couple of frags, you know, get down to the spawn point before anyone else gets there, and the sword will go flying out of both the map and the match. I never knew that.
Very cool. Of course, that only works on maps that you can knock things out of the map. So,
oh, there's certain maps that can do that?
Can't do that on COAG.
Oh, yeah. You can't do it on Warlock. Oh, I see what you mean. Like, locks that are... maps that are enclosed.
Yeah, stuff that has holes or places you can fall infinitely.
Like Ascension, you can, and it'd be really hard, but you could do it on Waterworks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What
actually.
Are you doing,
you can drop
man?
In the hole next to the.
You've been throwing grenades for about 12 minutes. That's why I can respawn before you can get enough grenades. No, I'm gonna knock this sword into the hole.
That'd be pretty precision grenading right there.
You're like trying to get a sniper from the base. You're like, dude, you know there's two in the map. Uh oh. Oh man.
Yeah, that'd be problems. Now I gotta go over to the respawn point and try to knock it out of there. Yeah, right.
And Showdown 1028 says he's a noob tip. You know, have your eyes checked before you play Halo 2. Before you play Halo 2 online, just to make sure you aren't colorblind. I guess that can be a problem in some games.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
know what the hell that has to do with anything, but whatever.
You'd sure hate to be blind playing Halo 2. You're like, Doc, I'm going to go play Halo 2. You're blind. What?
Oh, man, that's why I can't see. Dang it. Oh, well, I guess I can't play Halo 2 then.
Can I play Halo 1? You're blind. What?
No way. Oh, crap. Cancel my Xbox Live.
How long has this been going on? Your whole life? What?
No way. You're kidding me.
This sucks.
Well, we got one from The2Cheat who says it really isn't done that much, but sniping down hallways is an easy way to earn kills. Actually, I'll say a little bit more of that as we get into Map of the Week now for Ivory Tower. And this is where we cover basically lots of tips people send in for Ivory Tower, and there's some really good ones here, so hopefully this will level up and stay there. He says, there isn't much wiggle room while running down a hallway, and there isn't much time to react. And it's great to know weapons placement, but do you know grenade placement? It could be noob comboing from here to eternity, but you wouldn't want to find yourself in a position where you need grenades that don't have any. That's a good point. Especially on the map with all the mist. Backwash. Why didn't I know that? But especially in Backwash, I think grenades come in super handy over there. Let me see here. Two is not always better than one. Now combos are good in some situations, like short-range combat, but you get out to about mid-range, and you'll find that combos aren't all that effective anymore. Not only that, but using any sort of two-handed combo is less accurate than holding only one weapon. It also takes you longer to whip out a grenade when holding two weapons. Watch the blast cores. Blast cores are great for tilt as he passes one, and I believe it takes only one BR shot to make one explode. Either shoot one as your prey walks by, or try and drop one on top of him from above. This is interesting. Liars do prosper. It's easy to psych out the other team. Just accidentally let it slip that your guys have snipes or rocket. Just don't let them see through your lies. The tactic can backfire, so use it with care. Kind of a...
That guy has a sniper.
They found out I had sniper.
Oh, I have sniper. Oh, darn it.
Yeah, I suck at lying, so... Anyway. He goes on to say a couple more things here. He says, when playing objective games, you need to own the power weapons. Sniper is at the top of the lift. Rockets are at the bottom of the water... He says, the water fat. Okay, whatever that is. I think it meant waterfall. F-A-T-T, put. And the sword... water fat. Overweight water. He's going Jenny Craig.
Water fountain?
And the sword is a floor below the rockets. You need a good sniper to take out any opposition, as well as take out the rockets to blow any group of enemies halfway to Kingdom Come. Sword is somewhat handy for half of the level with the lone lift, but loses effectiveness on the other half of the map. You want to get a BR, as well as some sort of SMG-something combo going. BR is at the top of the dual lifts. Take the overshield before someone else does. That's definitely a good point. Try not to go out in the center court. It's very easy to get ambushed and killed and sniped and BR'd and grenaded and everything else, as people are all looking towards that area for the most part. Try and stay together. Always have someone cover your butt. This is a good rule altogether. It's harder to get ambushed if you're sticking with a buddy. No doubt. Especially if you're sniping. Now, he doesn't condone being cheap or anything, but camping at the lift with a plasma pistol could amount to some easy kills. Good point. You don't have to take the ramps to the top level. There are airlifts for a reason. You know. If you can master it, snipe down hallways. And if you're hunting an enemy down, watch your radar. Make sure he isn't around the corner waiting to ambush you before running in guns blazing. Good call.
Guns blazing. That's my favorite.
Guns blazing with strawberry sauce.
Strawberry sauce. Delicious.
Nutritious. Right, dude. I'm a dork, whatever.
I don't know why strawberry sauce is so delicious, but it's pretty good. Actually, I'm a bigger fan of blueberry.
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Blueberry. Blueberry. Oh, okay, I see. Nick's blueberry syrup.
Blueberry. Oh, back to...
Choice of champions.
Where are we?
Choice of champions.
What am I doing?
Nick says, dueling kneelers actually works well in the hallways. It works because it is a small space, and there's little room to strafe. The lift is a great place to camp because, you know, during their...
As long as there's radar.
The lift's a great place to camp. Don't forget the overshield. You know, especially don't forget that. It's in the little lift. Not lift, but rampy kind of thing between the top floor and the bottom floor.
The rampy thing.
Rampy thingy. The BRs overlook the most games with the SMGs start. You know, pick it up to rule the upper hallways and the park area with ease. Sword and rocket launcher have short respawn times. If you drop one, you know, don't expect to pick it up. I don't know why I kept trailing up.
But you did.
Well, that and they're gonna get picked up anyways. You know, the flipping sword, the flipping rockets, man. Come on. But, you know, he's a proud tip sender since episode 10, so he's a star. Phantom Get says, if you need a strategy for Ivory Tower, here's his best general noob tip, you know. Stick with your gosh darn team.
Gosh darn it.
Stick with the team.
Golly gosh.
Gosh darn. Stick with the team. You got that, soldier? And all you can say is, you know, is matter de pone. The noob master the noob combo if you like it. Master any plasma weapons if you don't. A few plasma rifle shots and quick melee can do wonders in the enclosed fighting spots in the map. Stay the frizznaps out of the open, especially this one has a sniper. The overshield, that's pretty good here, as I've pointed out earlier. You know, watch out for noob combo, BRs, you know. Rockets pwn, all that good stuff. Quality Jevard says, he's got a useful tip. It's kind of tough to explain, but, you know, so I'm going to try and stay with it, and he's going to be descriptive, though. So he says, in any Team Slayer game, it's a near certainty that one team will try to hold the balcony at the top with a sniper spawn, mainly because the team who owns that spot is the team with a tactical advantage. You know, if you happen to be on that unlucky team who's not on the spot, here's a foolproof plan to help you take control of the game.
Cool.
Now listen up, children. This is a good story. First, load up on frags. You're going to need at least two, but the more the better. You know, might also want a BR or a shotgun if things go awry. Now, the game plan here. Head through the doorway on the side of the map with a shotgun so that you're on the ramp leading up to the balcony. Throw a frag in such a way that it'll, you know, bounce and detonate somewhere near to the entrance of the back balcony. This will get their attention. You know, now fire a few more shots to show you mean business. If you have more than one frag remaining, then you can go ahead and just toss it. Do a little more damage. After you've done with your grenade lobbing, you make your make what is going to appear to be a retreat, and then try to make them think you're going to be coming back in a few seconds. The purpose of that exercise was to drive them down to the other side of the balcony and make them take up defensive positions so they can, you know, effectively defend your next attack, you know, which you won't really be making. Now that, you know, since we've hopefully retreated to their cover, you can move into the next phase of the plan, which is plan phase two. Phase plan two. Plan one, phase phase two.
Right.
If all's going well, then you should be behind cover carefully watching the hall you're just in. Now go on the side of the outer ramps that you were, you know, directly underneath the balcony, but still on the side you were attacked from before. And from down there, throw up one grenade, so it bounces off the back wall and lands right in the middle of their crowd. If you have another grenade, you know, toss it up the balcony and what back wall again, you know. But a different angle, so that it lands somewhere else on the balcony, and that's why you can cover all your bases. You know, those two nade throws should be done in quick succession, so that they don't have time to realize what happens and run away. As weird as it works, as weird as it sounds, it works, and works pretty flawlessly apparently. So, Oh.
Hmm. So if I understand right, you're basically like going at one side, you know, shooting at them so that they back away to the opposite side of the opposite hallway, and then you're backing down and going around the other side, but then you're throwing grenade to on the near to where you were before, so they think you're still coming from that side, right? So then they back out, and then you take them out from the other side. Man, that's kind of complicated, but I can see how that might work.
It's the switcheroo. It's classic.
Huh. The old switcheroo. Oh, yeah, yeah, the old switcheroo. That's right. You should have said that in the first place, dude. You didn't even have to say that whole thing.
I did say it. So I said the switcheroo? Old switcheroo.
Oh, and you're man. Like... I must not have heard the old switcheroo, because if I heard that, most definitely, man, I would have known that whole thing.
You're going to have to go back and go, dang.
Old switcheroo would have been fine. Good, we can just edit this whole thing out. Just turn it into old switcheroo.
This is the old switcheroo show, and I'm Spellcheck.
So, the old switcheroo show is over, and on to other things. Brent Gamer writes in saying, on Ivory Tower, you can actually get stuck on top of the overshield side airlift. I guess this is a glitchy thing. To do this, stand on the ledge at the top of the lift and crouch jump towards the corner of the wall at the end of the... I know what this is. Crouch up towards the corner of the wall at the end of the airlift. If done correctly, the lift will get you stuck on the ceiling. This really doesn't serve any strategic purpose, but when people come with a lift, you can assassinate them and get some cheap laughs while the other team freaks out about where you are hiding and get stuck at the top of the airlift. Whoop-dee-doo. Spartan 1118 says, his tip for Ivory Tower is on double team. Have you and your teammate get sword, and you get shotgun, or the other way around. And both of you go to the top level. Each of you go against the wall so that when someone comes up the elevator and walks forward, they are right in front of you. This way you can cover the hallways too, because one teammate can see one hall and you can see the other. This way all the entrances at the top level are covered. However, if you may want to have a BR or secure the rockets before going up. Worked in this Halo 2 tournament that he held with his cousin and him against two other people. He made this idea work, so you can't take all the credit. Wait a minute. His cousin made the idea work, so we can't take all the credit, but he doesn't have a live gamer tag yet, so he wanted to give it to us. Nice. Thanks for clearing up that complicated rights management issue tip. But in any case, I've actually done a very similar thing. I've gotten out there and used a plasma pistol and just dual-wielded with a SMG or whatever, and so that way I can just plasma pistol and then melee right after it for like a shotgun-style kill. If people come up the lift right there, and then I can see it on the hallway, so I can just drop the SMG, plasma pistol them, or just shoot a plasma pistol burst, drop the SMG, and then throw a grenade to hopefully take him out. That's another way to do it. Let's see here. Also, we have a tip from Ares, this one's for Ivory Tower CTF. In CTF offense, one guy must go up and get a sniper and automatically take out the defense player that is rushing for rockets. The other offense player gets the sword. The player with the sword will go to the flag on the overshield side after picking up the overshield and BR. The sniper will provide cover from the bottom shotgun side. After the sword guy gets the flag, he runs over to the shotgun side where the sniper's covering. And the flag carrier goes up to the shotgun, smokes him down. He then scores the flag. On defense, one guy gets the rockets and camps in the corner near the flag and doesn't let anyone touch the flag. The other player gets overshield and new combo. He then makes his way to the sniper and to take it out. Once the sniper's gone, the offense has lost one of their key weapons. Then you camp around the flag for the remainder of the game. So, interesting. In Team Slayer, man, it goes on and on. In Team Slayer, you must have one Rocket Man, two noob combo people, and a sniper. Or noob combo can be interchanged with battle rifle people. If you can get your hands on a sword, do so, but don't worry because swords are useless against a combo or a BR. Make sure to communicate with your team. He has some locations that make it easy for you to stay when you died or where the enemy is. And basically he's talking about like key points that you can just say, they're over here, and like saying out the names of those places, like bottom shotgun, top shotgun, sniper 1, which is the bottom of the lift, sniper 2, which is where the plasma pistol respawns. I don't know why it doesn't just say plasma pistol spawn. Or sniper 3, where the sniper respawns. Back hardwood above the flag point. Front hardwood above the rocket. bottom overshield, which is the ramp, and then top overshield, which is the ramp near the plasma pistol. Last two are airlift and circle near the rocket reload. I think these are good if you're, you know, if your team knows these positions, but, you know, if you're like, circle back wood hard, or like, what the hell are you talking about? It would get kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of nutso.
A little too complicated, I think. Unless your team, if your team knows what you're doing, if you guys all discuss this beforehand, all these locations and everything, definitely. But if not, just people, it's just going to cause mass confusion, and there's going to be, you know, craziness, dogs and cats living together.
Yeah, you're just going to confuse people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jubilane writes in. He says, tips for Ivory Tower. He's got, it's in Slayers or a sniper game, you know? You know, when you get the sniper, don't stay in the tower. You know, this is very, there's very limited line of sight vision, you know, from the balcony. And everyone's going to expect you to be there. So, I don't even know why you'd want to.
Yeah,
want to do that, you know? Go to the opposite side of the map on the floor beneath the walkway where the plasma pistol and the grenades are. And move around to check the open area in the middle. You know, both sides in the tower. It's a lot better spot than you're going to find over there.
I liked it. I thought that was, like, one of the best tips of this episode right there.
Oh, yeah.
Is just snipe from the opposite side right there. Right where the flag plant is at, or the flag, you know, place to grab it is at. Very cool.
Let's see, what else we got? Got one here from Macy, or Massey. Yeah, I got it.
Woo!
Woo! Good saves. OMG, he loves Ivory Tower. Okay, so random tip number one. In SWAT, stay in the middle area where the rocket ammo is and toss frags. And toss those up in the balcony because there's always going to be someone there. You know, always. Especially if you bounce them into the halls. You know, you're going to get somebody. It's awesome just to, you know, chuck a frag up there and go, double kill, triple kill, spectacular.
Nice, dude.
I think I've heard that before. see, tip number two. Know the map. He was playing Split Screen with his friend the other day, and he totally romped them on an Ivory Tower because he knew where everything was, you know. And even when he lost them, he could run and dodge to new areas and throw blindly at them, so he could throw grenades. Which apparently, hey, I'm just asking, did you notice it cuts out the word grenade from our tips posted on the Blogspot site?
No way.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
Okay. You have to go over there right now, and if you're gonna have to go post something, like a new comment says grenade, and it won't show it. It leaves the S off. So you type grenade, it just says S. So if you see the word S is randomly in there, then you're gonna see. I don't know why
it does
this.
That's retarded, man. This is a freaking game. Oh, whatever.
Well, hopefully we'll be out of here soon. But I'm gonna be out of here soon. Yeah. Oh, but anyways.
Oh, snapping back to reality here.
Oh yeah, I forgot I was actually doing something.
Man, you almost like fell asleep there.
Well, actually, if you guys really want to know what I was just talking about as far as the grenade thing, if you actually look at my post, it won't even show it right now. Wait, never mind, it's showing it right now. That's kind of weird. Never mind, I'm retarded. But that's, you meant grenades, I'm sure. But throw grenades blindly at them because this makes no sense now because I forgot what I was doing. But he could run and dodge to the areas and, you know, throw grenades blindly at them because he knew where they were because of the radar. This is really useful, you know, when you're camping in the elevator because you can judge what floor they're on, you know. Tip three, whenever everyone seems to rush the sword to start of a match, it seems to take quite a while. And on this map, rockets can pound the sword any day because you can get some good distance on them. Tip four, great hiding spot for hide and seek. You know, when you look at the bottom elevator, turn around, you know, see some boxes, you know, turn into a little recess a bit. You can hide there and never get caught. Also, if you don't want to know a good spot for hiding, jump into a tree.
Oh, yeah.
If you have to land right on top, you have to duck down. So grab some tape and, you know, tape your stick down. Nice. So go, and then tape it, some ducky tape. And there you go.
Yeah, duct tape yourself to a tree. Nice. Nice tip.
Oh, random tip of the week. Let's see what we got here. No Barbie stuff. Oh, here's a good one. Don't pee in the wind.
You know, I found that out the hard way.
That would stink. Especially if you're if you're like gonna pee offside of a boat and you expect it, you know, everything to go okay. Not so much.
Yeah, generally a bad idea. Shodan 1028, thanks for that excellent tip right there to help us Halo 2 players to
grody.
Prevent soiling ourselves. Well, that brings us to the end of our show here, the Podtiger Tips Show. So if you guys want to send in tips and kind of help out the community there, it's real easy. Just you can send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and MP3 segments and all that stuff to podtacular@gmail.com, or you can check out our site, podtacular.com. Or you can call our voicemail line at 206-888-HALO.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's 206-888-4256.
Right. And coming up next show, we got the Customs and Call-Ins, episode, let's see, was it 47 now? Man, coming up quick 40, on episode 50, man. Yeah. Gotta get to episode 50, it's gonna be good. But that is, 47 is gonna be where we're talking about Customs and Call-Ins, custom games, voicemails, all kinds of cool stuff there, so stay tuned for that. Until then.
My last show. That's gonna be my last episode, guys.
Well, until then, guys, I'm Fumo Jive, and we'll see you on the flip side.
I'm Spiltiak.
Alright.
Spawn fragging trucks.
There's only one thing left to say.